Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out, and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lot of number.
Well, you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating actually the 80th anniversary of the death of John Henry Auchterheide, who lived from 1865 to 1941. That probably is not a name that you are all that familiar with, but in the list of ragtime publishers, producers, and so on, he's right up there near the top. And for a brief period of time, he controlled all of the publishing rights for rags within the state of Indiana. So let's just get right on with it. We've got a lot of music to cover tonight. For 5 years, from 1908 to 1912, in the middle of the classic rag era, a businessman, his daughter, and a few of her friends made Indianapolis a center of Midwestern ragtime. There were a handful of local rags published in Indiana before and after this five-year period, but there was no other publisher as committed and no stable of writers as good as John Auchterheide had. He was born February 10th, 1865, died August 30th, 1941, lived his entire life in Indianapolis. As a youth, he was interested in music and played the violin semi-professionally, but he ultimately entered the business community and founded the highly successful Commonwealth Loan Company. His daughter, May, born 1888, was in her early teens when ragtime fever hit Indianapolis, and soon she began to try to write rags. By 1908, she had one she liked, and she liked it well enough to try and seek its publication. Dusty Rag, not even a local hit, mainly due to inadequate distribution, but its mere existence touched her father. And later that year, he created J.H. Auchterheide and Company to publish his daughter's compositions. So let's just do that first one right now. Here is the Dusty Rag from 1908, and here is the River Raisin Ragtime Review. Thank you. Well, there was another one by May Aufderheide. Both of those written in 1908. That was the Richmond Rag and performed by the Elite Syncopators. Now, her father's operation was not a living room operation. Aufderheide took office space in a downtown building and set up to sell music. He hired an office manager named Paul Pratt, who would later become a well-known musician and composer in his own right. And they began buying the copyrights of local writers to sell and promote. By the time they closed their doors in early 1913, they had published all seven of May's Rags, plus 10 others by Pratt, Duane Crabb, Will Morrison, Julia Niebergall, and Gladys Yelvington. As you will soon learn, all of these rags have remained important enough to be recently released in digital format. So we have them all for you tonight, and we'll go through them one by one. So here is one by Duane Crabb from 1909. It's called Orinoco, subtitled Jungle Rag Two-Step. And the performer is Elliot Adams. Thank you. Okay, well, we started that out with Orinoco Jungle Rag Two-Step by Duane Crabb. That was Elliot Adams, backed up by Lisa Owens Zito on tuba. And then we went to Paul Pratt's composition, Vanity Rag from 1909, as played by Tomas Itzes from Hungary. Anyway, let's just move on. We've got two more by May Aufderheider coming your way. We'll start with the Buzzer Rag, and we'll end up with probably her best-known work and her biggest seller of the day, The Thriller. So here is the, in just a moment anyway, you will have the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band and the Buzzer Rag.
Thank you.
All right. Started it out with the Buzzer Rag. That was the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band. And followed that by the Thriller, as played by John Reed Torres. Two great May Auferheide rags. And we've got, as long as we're on a roll here, we've got two more here waiting in the wings. So let's just get right on to them. From 1910, May's Blue Ribbon Rag. Nora Hultz will bring us that. And then also from 1910, and probably my personal favorite of her rags, it's called A Totally Different Rag. And that one will be played by a German artist, Marcus Schwartz. And let's start out with Nora Hultz and the Blue Ribbon Rag. Thank you. All right. Nora Hultz has brought us Blue Ribbon Rag, and Marcus Schwartz just finished the one called A Totally Different Rag, both from 1910. And I think that the name of that comes from the fact that on the second section of that rag, May uses a lot of sixth chords. And those of you who play the piano probably know what a sixth chord is. And that was not all that common in ragtime in 1910. So I suspect that's where the name came from. Well, we are halfway through a performance of the works that were published by John H. Aufderheide in Indianapolis. This is Jack Rummel, and this is Ragtime America, and I hope you're having a good time out there. You want to stay tuned afterwards because Swing Shift will be up at 10 o'clock, and Jazz Lives will be there from, we'll be up at 9 o'clock. Swing Shift at 9 o'clock and Jazz Lives at 10 o'clock. So good music all the way through today. Okay, let's move on now. We've got a couple lined up now, both of them by Paul Pratt from 1910. We'll start out with Walhalla, and the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra will take us through that one. Thank you. All right. What was that? That was Colonial Glide by Paul Pratt from 1910. That was Trevor Tichenor on piano. Right before that, Walhalla by Paul Pratt, played by the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. We have more to come your way, so let's get on with it. We have one by May Alfdehyder. This is the last one that was published by her father and the last one she wrote. This one from 1911. It's called Novelty Rag, and Frederick Hodges will do the honors. And we'll follow that up with one called Classical Rag. That's spelled K-L-A-S-S-I-C-L-E, Classical, from 1911 by Duane Crabb. And it'll be played by Keith Nichols. But we'll start out with Frederick Hodges. Thank you.
to simplify your life? Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how you get started. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Did you hear the news? KGNU has a new mobile app. Now you can access KGNU on your mobile device or tablet from anywhere. Download the KGNU Community Radio app for free on iOS and Android and start streaming today.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of new names now to add to our list. From 1911, a piece written by Will Morrison. And this will be played by Adam Swanson from a CD that he recorded of Rare Rags from 1911. So this certainly fills the bill. And we'll follow that up with The Horseshoe Rag by Julia Niebergall, also from 1911. And that'll be two pianos, Jeff Barnhart and Brian Holland. But we'll kick it off with Adam Swanson and the Scarecrow Rag.
Thank you.
Well, that was The Horseshoe Rag by Julia Niebergall, and that was Barnhart and Holland hamming it up there at the end. And sorry we had a little technical difficulty here, but I managed to get it straightened out. Now we'll move on. We'll close with a couple of pieces here. We have The Piffle Rag from 1911 by Gladys Yelvington, and that'll be played by Bill Edwards. And then finally, we have another one by Julia Niebergall, this one from 1912. It's called The Red Rambler Rag, and that'll be played by Max Morath. So it's been fun doing the works published by J.H. Aufderheide. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back and listen again next week for some more recorded ragtime. And let's get right on with it here with Bill Edwards. Thank you.
What I do, da da do, da da do.